It's been said that the triumph of fiction is empathy. In a successful novel, the reader stands in someone else's shoes and sees the world with new eyes. Journalist Thriti Umrugar has written a novel that explores universal truths within a small ethnic minority in India. The novel is called Bombay Time, and critics have praised it as a stunning and insightful literary debut. Tom Vitale has the story.
Bombay Time takes place on a single day as a handful of people living in the same apartment complex attend the wedding of a neighbor's son. Each chapter is told from the point of view of a different character, preparing for the reception while remembering emotional moments from the past. A car accident, a lost love, the death of a parent.
Upon seeing the vulture, Rusi had stopped abruptly and was gazing off into the distance. As Kumi watched, his face folded with grief, and he began to cry in great heaving sobs. His anguish was so immense that Kumi knew that he was doing more than saying goodbye to his mother. Rusi was also crying for the father he had lost so unexpectedly, for the marital bliss he had barely experienced, for the daughter he had sacrificed, for the business that had never soared, for a life that was a litany of griefs and disappointments.
The character of Rusi is at the heart of the story, along with his complex and failed marriage to Kumi. Author Thriti Umrugar dedicated the novel to her father.
My father is a person that I have seen just struggling throughout his life to sort of strive towards self-improvement and sort of becoming a better person every day. And I've always been very impressed with that.
In the novel, Rusi is the hardworking owner of a paper factory, a dreamer who never realizes his aspirations.
He's basically this gentle and decent, honorable man who sort of gets caught in a swirl of events, some of which he has caused and others that just sort of happened to him.
Thriti Umrugar left her father and mother in Bombay 20 years ago to study at Kent State University. She received her doctorate in English Lit after writing her dissertation on the work of American novelists Toni Morrison, Gloria Naylor, and Pulley Marshall. Although she's lived in Ohio since 1981, the 40-year-old Umrugar set her first novel entirely in the city of her birth, half a world away.
What I've really noticed in my visits back is that even amongst middle-class people, people with some degree of affluence in India, there still seems to be so much heartache and so many disappointments in their lives, and just this nagging feeling of failure that so many of the people that I grew up with feel. And I wanted to take all that and make something beautiful out of it and then sort of present it back to them as a way of saying, it's not true that your lives ended in only disappointments and only failures.
The broken lives and shattered dreams in the novel occur in a small but influential community of Parsis, an ethnic minority of Zoroastrians who came to the subcontinent 900 years ago.
They were the original settlers of what is today Iran, maybe parts of Iraq. And then when the Muslims invaded Iran, these original settlers were sort of forced to flee. And they basically sailed the seven seas and ended up on the western shores of India, of what is today Bombay. And it's a very culturally unique community in that, although it has sort of taken on many of the rituals and traditions of the mainstream Hindu culture, it's also managed to retain several of its own traditions.
Those traditions are detailed in Umrugar's novel, from cuisine and wedding gifts to a Parsi burial in an open pit.
Despite the slight incline of the terrain, Kumi could feel herself breathing deeper, could sense her heart rate slowing down. "It's peaceful here," she murmured, and Rusi nodded. But even as the words left her mouth, Kumi heard a flutter of wings above them and looked up to see the sinister wings of a large vulture as it flew overhead. She half turned towards Rusi, knowing instinctively that her husband was thinking the same thought that had flashed through her mind, that this bird and its companions would soon feast on Karshed's shriveled flesh.
It felt authentic to me, and what is more important, it was engaging, because often, you know, people might get the facts right, but not the feeling or the atmosphere.
Chitra Banerjee Divakaruni has written about Indian culture in her new novel, The Vine of Desire, and in two previous books, The Mistress of Spices and Sister of My Heart. Divakaruni says Bombay Time is an impressive first novel, and not just because of its exotic setting.
What I liked most about the novel is the way in which Thriti is able to create characters who are not only clearly Parsi, but also very universal in many of their desires and their frailties and their shortcomings. And I thought she did a good job in looking at and analyzing the relationships between characters.
Thridi Umrugar has honed her eye for detail and her ear for dialogue, working as a reporter for the Akron Beacon Journal. Now she says she wants to write more novels to work on capturing the emotional truths of people's lives.
It had been a long time since Rusi had cried in Kumi's presence, and the sound of his sobbing shocked her. As Rusi trembled in her arms, Kumi felt as if she were holding a proud but broken animal. But despite her sadness at seeing her usually remote husband so helpless in her arms, some part of Kumi sang. "It's not too late," she said to herself. "All I have to do is reach for him, and he comes, still." And another, more fierce thought. "I can help him. I can save him."
Thridi Umrugar's first novel is called Bombay Time. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.